Fine. We are holding in Hilchos Brachos, Siman Nun Aleph, Sif Zayin, in the Mechaber. Tzorich Nechavein v'posuk b'seach yodecha. You need to have kavana when you say the posuk of b'seach yodecha in Ashrei. V'im loy kivein tzorich lachzoy la'omrei pa'am acheres. If you did not have kavana, you need to go back and say it again. Yeah, so it's one of the few places in davening where kavana is ma'akev. And if you didn't have kavana, you've got to go back and do it again. Says the Ramah, v'oimrim posuk v'nachnu nevarich ka achad hilal David. Yeah, and we finish Ashrei with the posuk of v'nachnu nevarich ka achad hilal David. Yeah, haluka. That's the end of, that's what we end Ashrei with.
It's not far.
Even though it's not, correct. The kofrim posuk koyan hashem otad hilal ka. And as you carry on toward the end of the haluka, you say koyan hashem otad hilal ka twice. Why? Because it's the end of Zogit Zimra. And to signify it's the end, that's how you finish. You do it twice. V'chein posuk Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Void. And also at the end of Azyoshi, you say the posuk of Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Void twice. K'shamagio le'va'ato elikeinu moidim anachnu loch. Oy le'posuk v'chol koyim alefanecho sish tachaveh. These two psukim. Ein lishchois u'lishtachaveh sham k'rekamor. We do not say even the moidim, we bow, yeah? Oh, we thank before you, and then you can bow. Or the chol kumer v'nechos sish tachaveh.
It's a nishmas. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're just talking about, we're going to see lots of things about Shabbos here. And even though those things are talking about bowing, still you do not bow there. And the reason, if you're looking at Mishnah, so he's referring you there to Simon Kufyud Gimel. If you look up the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Kufyud Gimel, you'll see that. The reason we don't, Mishnah Berurah explains, the reason we don't bow there is because it's talking about bowing in general. It's not saying I bow before you. It's just talking about generic bowing, and therefore there's no need for you to bow specifically. There's no reason for you to bow specifically. The Nagu says, casual on the Ramah, and we have a minute to stand up for Baruch Sha'amar, Vayvarach David, and Yishtabach. So we're going to see Vayvarach David, what exactly that means, till what point. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Zayin, Sif Kotten, Teslov. Tzorich Chavin. Here we're talking about Pesach, Zerecha, in Ashrei. She'ika, Mashakov, Loima, Telem, David. The main reason that Chazal, or the minhag became to say Ashrei, is B'chol Yom, every day, B'shril, Isu Posuk. It's because of that Posuk. She'mazki, Bo Yishivcha, Shalakash, Baruch Hu, because you mentioned the praise of Hashem, Shul Mashkiach, Abriyosom, and Farnesom. That he looks over his creations and sustains them. And that's the Ika message of the whole of Ashrei. And therefore, it's important to have Kavan in that term. When you say Pesach Sodecha. And if you didn't have Kavanah, you have to go back and say it Pam Acheres, another time. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm Mechaye Odom, Shehevi B'Shem Levush, the Chaye Odom brings in the name of the Levush, that Tzorech Loimar Miposuk Pesach Ad Seif HaMizmer Kseidah. If you forgot and you're going back to have Kavanah, then according to the Chaye Odom, you need to have Kavanah from Pesach Sodecha until the end, and you need to have say the whole of Ashrei from Pesach Sodecha onwards. The Imloinis card, so that's the Mishnah Berurah Shittah. So the Pesach Tillah brings that there are other Shittahs, both more Machmir and more Mekel. I think actually it explains the Levush really is, or the way Pesach Tillah explains, is actually more Machmir and requires to say the whole of Ashrei again. But there are other Poskim in the Pesach Tillah brings, including the Eli Rabba. And Magen Avraham, Rabbi Megodim, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Yosef, Shulchan Aruch Rav, who say you just need to say Pesach Sedecha when you remember just that pasuk, and you don't need to finish off Ashrei. So the Mishnah Berurah is going with the Chaye Odom, but there are other pasukim who say just need to Pesach Sedecha.
You don't have to. We'll see actually.
If you do not remember to say Pesach Sedecha until you've already said the rest, and you don't have time, they're starting Yitz Ha'ara now, and you don't have time to say, again, Mishnah Berurah is saying you have to go say Pesach Sedecha until the end of Ashrei. If not, if you're going with the other Poskim in Pesach Tillah Springs, that you just have to say one Poskim, then that takes, 2 seconds? Pesach Sedecha and Kedachal Chayrat, so 3 seconds. But if you don't have time, Ajkaram is Merachim, but Elisha's Lach, you don't have time to go back, Mikomokim Yuma Achat Tillah, Meposach Pesach Sedecha, Adsei Famizmo. Then you should say Pesach Sedecha from Pesach Sedecha, so after you finish davening, you say it from Pesach Sedecha until the end of Ashrei. Again, Lechaira, according to other possibilities, you wouldn't need to do that. Yeah. Achad Tfilah, you would just say the Pasuk of Zeach Zalecha, and that would be it. Fine. La'olam Vaed. We are in Simon Nun Aleph. Sif Katan, the Mishnah Berurah, we're just starting Yud Zayin. We're talking about Ashrei, and you have to have Kavana in Pesach Zedecha, and if you didn't have Kavana in Pesach Zedecha, you have to go back and say Pesach Zedecha again. According to the Poskim, the Chai Adam that Mishnah Berurah brings, you need to say from Pesach Zedecha to the end of Ashrei, and according to other Poskim that the Pesach Chivas brings, you only need to say the Poskim of Pesach Zedecha must be Lachol Chai Rotzain with Kavana. Because that's the main point of Ashrei, is this Pesach that you have Kavana for. Now we're going to see Yud Zayin, and also, so we've said, we say certain Pesachim twice. Kolon Samatal Kal Luka, to signal the end of Zukid Zimra, and then also at the end of Az Yashri we say Hashem Yimloch La'olam Vayed twice. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Shema Ari Kosvu. In the name of the Ari, they write, they bring Shiyesh Lo'im Agam Kim Targum Pasuk Zed. There is an Indian to say also the Targum of Hashem Yimloch La'olam Vayed. And as you'll see in most of the room, Hashem Yimloch La'olam Vayed. Then you say Hashem Yimloch La'olam Vayed again, and then you say Hashem Al Chuzik Kain La'olam Al Miyamai, which is the Targum, which is the Aramaic translation of Hashem Yimloch La'olam Vayed. Says the Mishnah, the Heimish Shnaim Yom HaMikra Ve'echad Targum. You say it like on you do Shnaim Mikra Ve'echad Targum for the Chumash for each parasha each week. That's also how you just say this. That's brought from that read. V'shiyesh Lomar Pasuk Kivasus Paray Shigam Parshasu Mi'ikashira. And you also say Kivasus Paray Berichle Farasha Bayom. And as I think nowadays we all know you say that. V'shem Agra Kosu Shloim Lomar Kivasus Paray. Okay, so Agra wasn't naive, but we are, I think nowadays pretty much universal to say that. So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to give us some grammatical pointers for these psukim because they're a bit complicated. So mi kamoicha is mi kamoicha. So the first the kaf is with a dagesh. It's not mi kamoicha. So the first one is mi kamoicha. Now it's mi kamoicha. But the first mi kamoicha v'chein kolat smaysa tamana shem mi kamoicha kaf refuya. But in those mi chomaycha, it's not mi chomaycha, it's mi chomaycha. So without a dogish in the chaf. Amzu ga'alta, ha'gimel d'gusha. Yet, amzu ga'alta. It was also with a dogish. Yidmu ka'oven. Yeah, so the dalad is ha'kaf d'gusha. Again, with a dogish, fine.
What's the chiddush?
The chiddush is telling you how to daven properly.
Amzu ga'alta, for example.
Yeah, it could be amzu... What?
No, Gaalta.
Yeah, but it could be Ga. So really, no, it could be Gaal. Ga. It could be with a patach. No.
The dogish doesn't do anything to the. It's beged kefas, right?
I don't know. The
zoo is open, so maybe there shouldn't be a dogish in the gimel. But it doesn't make a difference the way you pronounce it.
Yeah. First of all, maybe.
Like a J.
Yeah.
Is it changing the meaning?
No, it doesn't change the meaning.
You get it wrong.
No, I don't think. You wouldn't stop someone leading because of it. No. What? No, I'm saying you only went into Mishana.
It does. That's
what we're saying. That's what we just said. Yeah. But I say I don't think you have to go back if you got the doggies wrong. Fine. Yes, the hafsik bin ma'im avin adirim. When you say ma'im adirim, it's because it's not that the water was mighty. It's that shadirim koyam and mitzrayim. Yeah, it's the mitzrayim who are mighty. Yeah, v'yomah shiras hayom b'simcha. You should say shiras hayom as yoshe with simcha. V'yidama b'daita kil ba'is hayom avar bayom. You should imagine yourself as if you today were saved and you went through the sea. V'oymer b'simcha ma'ifin oyven oysof. Yeah, someone who says it b'simcha get mechila for your sins. So this is what the Mechaber said. People are not to stand up when we say Baruch Sha'omar. Mashma b'Veis Yosef. It's implied in Veis Yosef. The Shabbos, Nochin Gamkin Lam, Mitzrayim Posuk Hashem Melech Hashem Moloch. Yeah, the Veis Yosef implies that when you say the Posuk on Shabbos Hashem Melech Hashem Moloch before Yehi Chavoid.
Or on the week as well. You say before.
No.
Yes, before Baruch Sha'omar.
No, here we're talking about Mizmor Shir and then Hashem Melech. You're thinking of Nusach Ashkenaz, yeah? You say Mizmor Shir, and then you say Hashem Melech, and then you say Yichovid. Yeah. So this is in Pesukei Zimra.
We say Hashem Melech twice in Shacharis.
When?
For Baruch Sha'omar.
No, I don't know your Nusach.
Ashkenaz,
no.
Didn't say it?
No.
Ah, sorry.
Sorry. V'chein kosav ha-magen Avraham, v'shem emik bracha. And that's also what the Magen Avraham says, v'shem emik bracha. I think we are not noyig that way.
Yeah?
No, you're right. 1 second. No, you're thinking. I'm sorry. I'm confused. That's Hashem Melech the Stavish. When do you say Hashem Melech Hashem Malach Hashem Melech Leilam Vayed? In Yehi Chavayed. Yeah, in Yehi Chavayed.
In Yehi Chavayed.
We have seen it here.
Oh, so we're supposed to say that.
What? That's what he's saying, but we're not knowing that.
In Yehi Chavayed. But what about weekdays? Oh, but what about weekdays?
No, you say.
Doesn't have Shabbos
on it. Why is he saying Shabbos? No, we're not doing Shabbos.
No, Yichavoy, you say during the week as well.
Correct.
So what's he saying?
Mash, what's it? Mash of the season, the Shabbos, yeah, nothing, Yom Kippur.
So during the week,
you don't have to.
So during the week, you don't have to.
1 second. Correct. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Nichol, Hashem Malach, Hashem Malach, it's at the end of Az-Yosef. So the Beis Yosef is bringing an Indian to stand up on Shabbos. Yeah, we're talking about Az-Yosef. We've always been talking about Az-Yosef.
No, we just show him Be'er Shoma. Yud Ches, we're up to Yud Ches.
1 second.
Yud Ches, we're up to Sif Yud Ches. We're talking about Kishayim Be'er Shoma. Mashma, B'Shal, Mechinam Kiel, Nav Shayim, Posek Hashem Melech. We've finished with Az-Yosef. Now we're going back to Be'er Shoma. It's Hashem Melech. Which Hashem Melech?
We've been saying it.
Are we talking about the Yichvayit or are we talking about Oz Yoshe? Because if we're talking about the Oz Yoshe, we're already standing by Varach Dovid, we're already standing.
No,
well, after Ishtabach, which we haven't
come
to
yet. No, wait, we'll see. One second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back. No, go back.
Correct. Start and don't stand. Okay, well, let's we don't get stuck here, but we'll go back to it. For someone can find a siddur in the meantime. The kosav oyd b'shem Ari, the shatiba oyim Hashem Melech, this Hashem Melech, haya oymid imayim ashur lo yigir Hashem. He will stand up with them. Maybe it is talking about your Hashem Melech in your nesach svad. When do you say Hashem Melech?
Before Ramat Seach Ben Ginois.
So then Pashto says that, because...
Yeah. After Mizma Sheikh and Akasabais.
You say Hashem Melech on Shabbos.
Shabbos, during the week. After Baruch Shama.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Before Baruch Shama.
Yeah. I don't know Mishach Svad. Okay, fine. Because of Ibn Shemarin, Hashem Melech, Hayo Imid, he would stand up with them. Vayvarech David, Ad Shayim Matahu Elikim. Then you should stand up until Tahu Elikim. However, nowadays, I think most people are made to stand up all the way through. Yeah, we're going to see that as well. Ari, Zal, Sha'omar, Vatom Moshe, they're called Nosan Stoker Mu'umot. The Ari would give Stoker standing up. Because the Ari would just stand up until Vayvarech David, until Atari Lekim. And I think what do they do by Svardim? By Svardim they stand up for the hop from Vayvarech David. No, Svardim, not.
Yeah.
They stand up for Vayvarech, but they sit down for Yishtabach.
Yeah. You sit down for Yishtabach.
When
did you get that?
To Kaddish.
Going to the street. You're
sitting for Kaddish.
Beyond that, you can sit.
And yeah, fill in the seventh. Fine. Let's go weiter. Ches. Yeah. You should not say them in a rush. Yeah, all psukim. Rather, you say them slowly. You should not skip any words, and you should not swallow them. You should enunciate each one, keep them in mind, as if you're counting money. 1, 2, 3, very carefully. Yeah? Vayke. The Kosav Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, who wrote Sivach Sidim, said, Misha Inu Melubash Heitev, someone who is not capable, so this is talking about a very different reality than the one we face, somebody who doesn't have warm clothes, Yispalal Bevezer Bechayref Benachas, you should daven at home, not in a rush, rather than coming to shul, then you'll be, and then you'll, I think he's talking here about Pesukah de Zimra, because that's what we're talking about, Pesukah de Zimra, not talking about Shemini Esrei. Basically, it's better to say Pesukah de Zimra at home when you're warm, still in, you know, still in your pajamas and still in your warm house, rather than, because you get to shul early for Pesukah de Zimra and then it's coldest. Then in the winter, you should, so it's better to say Pesukah de Zimra at home, benachas, rather than in shul very cold. So it could be also that he's talking about, maybe he is talking about, the Mishnah is not sure, maybe he is talking about Shemini Esrei as well, and then you would stay at home for the whole way through just because you're simply so cold that only at home can you have the necessary kavanah. Let's go next in the Mechaber. Mizmor L'Seudah Yesh La'Amar B'Negina. Yeah, Mizmor L'Seudah, you should say in a tune, which we are also not known to do. I've never seen anyone who's known to say Mizmor L'Seudah B'Negina. Why? It says Mechaber Shekol HaShirois Yisidus Yabata Chutz Mizmor L'Seudah, because all Shirois are destined to be nullified except for Mizmor L'Seudah. Says the Ramah, we do not say Mizmor L'Seudah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Only Pesach Sheintuda Kriva and Mishum Chometz. We do not say on Pesach because its Korban Toda was Lachmei Toda was Chometz. Veloiver Pesach and also on Erev Pesach because again the Chometz issue, which we'll see in Mishbura. Va'ainik Kamon Simon Tov Chuf Test. Veloiver Erev Yom Kippur. Ve'ainik Kamon Simon Tov Yustalev V'Chin Nagim V'Dinu Seidah. Now let's see some of the sources of these Minhagim in the Mishnah Berurah. Test. B'Shabbos for Yom Tov Sheintuda Kriva Oz because the Toda is not offered up on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Some places do have the meaning to say Mizmor L'Seudah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, even though they didn't use it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because on those days we say Harid Hashem Kol Haaretz, shout out to Hashem, the entire earth. As the Prima Gogim says, we do not have the meaning to say Mizmor L'Seudah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. B'shem Chometz on Pesach we don't say it because the Chometz Kiyam Atoyda Yitzchikan Havi Asar Lachmei Chometz. Yeah, they used to bring 10 loaves of bread with the Toda, and therefore you couldn't have it on Pesach. We gambe Erev Pesach Yechonu Havi Toda. Also on Erev Pesach we couldn't bring a Korban Toda. Shemal Yichlu La'achvei Adzman Yisro Chometz, because they might not be able to eat it until the time of Yisro Chometz if it's Torah to sorify, and they would need to burn it. But also look on kolchim shavonu deisrifa, and you cannot cause kolchim to require burning. Mutamzeh gamkin loy be'erivin kippur, also not an erivin kippur, mishum might zvan achilasam, because you're not giving sufficient time for them to be eaten. Umaviyom le'psul, they'll come to psul. Mutamzeh gamkin ameg loymar bechol yom pashas karbonos ashayachim liyachid liyuma be'erivin kippurim. The karbonos that you say that you are shayach to yachid, like a chatos, whatever, we don't say on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? In Ravino, some Erev Yom Kippur and Kippur Toda. Because we don't bring them on Erev Yom Kippur, just like we don't bring a Toda. Because why? The same reason. Shemamayit Zman Achilosom. Zulas Pashas Oila Yachilima. Only Pashas Oila, which is entirely burned and anyway not eaten, that you can say. The only Mizma Soda Gamber, Erev Tishvav, Erev Tishvav, and you do say Mizma Soda also on Erev Tishvav and Tishvav, because the Issa to eat on Tishvav is not the Raisa. And therefore, Ein Ladale Bi Yom Tov, Haposim Mizma Shirim Shabbos, Digam Yom Tov Nikra Shabbos. Yeah, on Yom Tov, you should also say Mizmor Shirim Shabbos, because Yom Tov, as far as we're concerned, as far as this is concerned, is also a Shabbos. Now let's go to the next simon, Nun Beis. This is very, very Negei Lamaisa. This is talking about when you're delayed, when you come so late in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. So lots of very relevant halachas here. Misha Shol Lovei Beis Hakneses Ad Yisabach. Someone who only arrived, turned up in Shul at Yisabach. Yeah, I'm sure we've all heard of such things. Aleph. In Bala Beis Hakneses Amatza Tzibra B'Soy Pesukah de Zimra. So the Chava says, if you came to Shul and you found Tzibra, the end of, who were already holding by the end of Pesukah de Zimra, Oimi Baruch Sha'omar, Ad M'Hola Batis Parches, you should say, first of all, Baruch Sha'omar, V'achagach Tel Avdavet Ad Me'atav Adoy Lamad Mika, then you say Ashrei, V'achagach Halluas Hashem and Hashemayim, then you say Halluas Hashem and Hashemayim, Ad Me'i Yisrael Am Kuroi V'Yahal Luka, yeah, then, V'achagach Hallu Kel B'Kod Shei Ad Kuroi Shemot Ha'al Luka, so those two Hallukais, yeah, and those are the things you should say, basically, if you're rushed for time. Now, we're going to see the Mechaber is actually more mekel, and he allows starting straight away from Yotzei Ori. He allows skipping when necessary, Baruch Sha'omar Ashrei Yidish Tabach. We're going to see, though, that Ashkenazi Minhag is generally not like that. Says the Ramah, V'im Yesh Lo Shoz Yimar Yoser Hoidul Hashem Kiru Vishmoy Advu Rachum. Yeah, so he's telling you extra things in order of priority that of Pesukah you should say if you're in a rush for time. V'idaleg Advu Rachum, then you skip straight to Vuhu Rachum. Because in between, it's just a lick of the Pesukim, it's not the main part of Pesukim de Zimra. Says the Kaisel of the Mechaber, V'chakach Yishtabach, and after that you should say Yishtabach, V'chakach Yotzer U'Kriyash Shema Berchei Seah, then you say Yishtabach, and then basically all of Berchei's Kriyash Shema with Kriyash Shema, Yispalel Imot Zimra, you should daven with, and then you'll this is all of the skipping is in order to allow you to daven Shemini Esrei with the Zimra. V'im Ein Sholos Kol Kach, if you don't have sufficient time to do all of that, Yidale Gam Mizmer Hashem Gam Mizmer Halu Hashem, you skip out that halukah, either the slightly longer halukah, Says the Ramah, im oid in shoes leima baruch shama til adavid yishtavach. Yeah, in an emergency, you just say baruch shama ashrei and yishtavach. However, the mechaber is even more lenient. Vim kares chilu yitzibur yitzir oil. If the tzibur has already started berachis kriyas shema, ve'ein shoes leima pesukim zimra afilu b'dilug, and you cannot even say this shortened version of pesukim zimra that he suggested. Yikra kriyas shema berachis shema tzibur yisparim oil. You should go straight to yitzir oil. And then you carry on from your Torah. That's mechaber shetem. Achagach yikra kol pesukim zimra b'loy brachas lefneim b'loy shelachreim. Then you can, afterwards you can say pesukim zimra. You can't say baruch shama nishtabach because you've already missed the correct time. Therefore, you missed the brachas, but you can say the rest of pesukim zimra. Says the Ramah, mikol mokim yira kol brachas shelachreim levarich b'boyi. However, you do have to say you do have to make sure you make up all of brachas hashachar. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Im bo, yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah stresses it. This is not ideal. Ideally, you should get to the shul on time, so you should not need to skip out. Because the Kabbalistic Sforim writes, Magid Hizvah Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef, who had an angel who visited him and gave him guidance, told him, and had written in the Sefer Magid Meisharim, that's his diary of his encounters with this Magid, the Beis Yosef was warned by the Magid, he was warned to come to shul on time, in order that he should be able to daven in order, and not through skipping out parts of the Zikizimah. Anyone who skips out parts of the Zikizimah is as if he's mixing up the divine channels, whatever that means. And there are, and I think actually this is Chabad Nilug, that they will carry on davening through the whole of Zikizimah, even if they will end up missing Tefillah b'tzibur. However, that's not the mainstream, as we're going to see. Al-Bachos Chacham Tzvi, yeah, like Simon Lamed Vav Kosav, Shek Mash Kosav Tzvi, Yeshe Yispala Asida, Hainu Tzvi'inu Mispala Lematzibur. When the Zaya said, you should always, always daven Kaseida, that's when you're not going to miss Tefillah b'tzibur through doing so. Echar, Lovid, Beis HaKnesses, Vav Shatimah Mispala. If you came late to shore and you found the Tzibur davening, Kuli Alma Moidu, Didalik, 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 Tzibur. Everyone agrees that you should skip out parts of the Zimra in order to daven with the Tzibur. Vachem Pasak Prichodosh, Vesim Manun, and Prichodosh Pasmans accordingly. Vafilum Misha Enu Rogi, Desfalem, Tzibur between us. Even somebody who does not always daven with the Minion, Shainu Mashkin Kolkach, he doesn't get up as early as the Minion daven. The Kolmokim, Erela is a pound of Bodhi, Beis HaKnesses. If he happened to have chanced upon a shul where davening, Motzal Tzibur, Pacific Zimra, and he found the shul that's at the end of Pacific Zimra, Yasak Mokosh Kosav Shulchan Aruch, he should skip out, even though usually he always davened the Yechidus and says the whole Pacific Zimra, here you should skip out. Here you have this chuz of davening Shemini Esri with the Tzibur, and that's worth it. It's worth skipping for. And the Shai Tshuva, again, this is not like the Mechaber who said you're allowed to skip out everything until you say, oh, the Shai Tshuva, and also we're going to see the Mishnah Shiakov later on, says, no, you always have to say Baruch Shama, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. And I think that's how most people are taught, like to that minig. Although the B'alocha brings down Achorinim, who paskin, like even Ashkenazi Achorinim, paskin straight like the Shulchan Aruch. But that's as far as I'm aware, not the common name now. This, but so for the Zimra, you found it towards the end of the Zimra. Right, Zalema Acha Sheyaneach Atfilin Al Roishay. So you're wearing tefillin. You are only atir b'sof for the Zimra. It means after you put on tefillin, I'll be at the end of the Zimra because you have to put on tefillin. I don't say that it's better to daven without tefillin, so you can and daven Shmini Esrei with the Zimra. But I'm the Chai Adam's because look at the Chai Adam who writes him. It's Achel Lover Yira Alchapanim Loima Kodesh Yaschel Espalel Birkas Until Asadaim Lekana Shomra Birkas Tefillah. Yeah, you should, even if so, this is even more important than davening with tzibur. You should say tiras adayim and lekayne shama and because tzibur. The ilav hachi, because if you don't say those, tiras a prichalos be lekayne shama shaliyima achat tefillah. The prichalos holds you can't say lekayne shama after davening. Yotzah beberkas mechayim meisim because you've already been yotzah when you said baruch mechayim meisim in shmini esrei. But I'm the tzibur simmas because some of them are because of tzibur is days was there and because tzibur that we've seen already. There's different opinions about. What happens if because Shmoneh Esrei counts for Avah Rabbah counts as Shmoneh for Birkas Torah? But I, Mishum Ben Zayis, if Chesem Lo Loman Miyad Achad Tefillah, I Sham. Have a look earlier on. When Tiras Adayim in Nishkan Rak Kodesh Tefillah, Tiras Adayim is definitely you have to say it before davening because according to some, this is the Rashba. The reason that what you're doing it is because you're Bria Chadasha before davening, and therefore that's why you say you give it the bracha in the first place. Gimel Oimer. So we said Oimer Baruch Shama Ad Behulah B'Tishlochit. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this Yuchal is Palim and Tzibur. You should skip out in order so you should be able to daven with the Tzibur. Tefillah and Tzibur, Tzim and Kabbalas and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why ought to be mind of davening with the Tzibur? Because it is desired and accepted before Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yoiser, If you have more time, you say Haidu. What does that not mean you should say Haidu? It means say Haidu if you've already had time to say all the Halalukais until Kalan Shalom, because the Halalukais take precedence. So what have we seen? We've seen the Halu, Kelman, yeah, so we've seen those two Halalukais, and then the other Halalukais you say afterwards, and only then afterwards can you go on to other things. Those are the Ikkim Sukkot Zimmer, and therefore they come before saying Hoidu. Because I'm going to run Hoid, and I'm going to run also right, Tamira, so Yvarach David, Allah Shem Tifatecha, Gam King Kodim Hoidu Lashem. So Yvarach David, until Allah Shem Tifatecha also comes before saying Hoidu Lashem, Avaloi Kodim Haluka. So we've seen, yeah, so Haluka is part of Yvarach David, then Hoidu. Avahu Rachum.
It's 1, 3, and 5.
No, it's not the first. The first is
no, Ashrei means. You mean Ashrei?
No, I
mean Ashrei, no. And then Haluka.
Yes. So it's 3 and 5, and then 1, 2, 4. Three and five.
You mean from Ashrei?
No. We're talking the order of the Haluka, the order of preference for Haluka. It's 3 and 5, yeah. And then 1, 2, and 4. What Vita? Let's see. Hey.
Ashrei.
Yeah, we know. We're talking all the Halukas, not Ashrei. Baruch Shalom, Ashrei, Stalach, always gone first. On Shabbos, you can skip out the Mizmorim from Lamaseach till Yichvoid. And it's more important to say the Pesukim of Chol because you say what's regular first. Todi v'she'inu todi v'todi koyvid. And if you've got more time, you say those three. And they come before the other Mizmorim of Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have to say Nishmas. It's better to say, it's better to skip out other things. You have to say Nishmas. There are not all possible agree with this, especially the Sfardim. I think that's what Rav Avad Yosef, I think, I've seen quoted, saying you can also skip out Nishmas. But as far as where the common practice of Ashkenazim is never ever to skip out Nishmas on Shabbos. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah is passing out that like the Chayei Odom, that if you literally have no time, the things you have to say, and are more, even more important than the minyan, Baruch Sha'omar, Ashrei, Nishmas, and Yishtavach.
Meaning all the way through.
Yeah, it says, yeah. Yikra, Kriya, Shema. So this is the Mechabe was. You can skip straight to Yotze'oi. And however, which was Tuvos Mishnas Yaakov, in the Tuvos of Mishnas Yaakov, Mishnas Yaakov was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhin, who he had a lot, his approach in this Tuvos is quite interesting. He often takes on, he disagrees with the accepted practice of the Shulchan Aruch. So he's very famous for his machlokes with the Beis Ephraim, that he said Eruv, you can't have any Eruv in anywhere. He was of the opinion that Eruvin don't work, and he writes Chishan Lehem Machatos, Chilo Shabbos, and that was where the whole Eruv debate starts, with the Beis Ephraim, who was a more traditional person like the Mishnas Yaakov, who came up with more Chidushim. Herech Bazeh, so the Mishnas Yaakov writes, V'yichyach v'brikas Baruch Sha'omar v'yishtabach t'chonot g'dom hi mei atanoim. Baruch Sha'omar v'yishtabach is an early t'chonot straight from the days of the Tanoim. But Al Kain Mutav Shi'it Espala Yichidi B'Shidalei Gavim Birkas Baruch Sha'omar v'yishtabach. It's better to daven, yeah, v'yichidus, than to skip out Baruch Sha'omar and Yishtabach. V'ach im lo yitzayich l'dalei v'gamrei Yishtiuch alayim Baruch Sha'omar v'asher Yishtabach v'yishtabach chazan marech v'amilez v'yoyitz v'holo. If the shul, you're going to the shul where they say Birkas Kriyat Shema slowly, and while they're saying from Yotze, oh, you'll be able to chap around, you'll be able to say Baruch Sha'omar, Asher Yishtabach, l'kolei alma yasakim, then you should definitely do that. Ekpeidu yishtu palat v'ra shmein esim v'tzibah v'lachash. The main thing is you should say the Shemini Esrei with the Tzibrach. Pasha, the goes up the night that I there, le'yech sha'mit is kriya shaman. When should you rush and say, and do all of that, and try and chak, Baruch Sha'omar, Asher Yishtabach, while they're saying Baruch is kriya shaman, if you're going to have time to say kriya shaman properly, k'dina m'vola k'amon l'simon sifat. You shouldn't say rush Kriyat Shema, not be able to say the words properly, and not proper kavana just to say of Tefillah B'Tzibur. No, Kriyat Shema is more important. And here we will finish. Just let's do Ois Zayin. B'Yispalei Amayim. Aval Em Lo Yagilu Tefillah B'Tzibur Shmeinu Esrei. Afilu Miyascha B'Yotzer. If you're going to miss Shmeinu Esrei with the Tzibur, even if you start Yotzer Olo Yascha Kala Gulei Amar, Rak Yispalei Kaseidu B'Tzibur. If you're anyway going to miss You're going to miss davening with the tzibra. We're going to see what that chazaras hashat. Wait a second. If you're anywhere going to miss, then you should basically stay. You shouldn't daven shmeni esrei alone. I like in Maariv where you can do that. Rather, you should just daven everything to say that. The smichas gadol tefillah b'shachris adif mitzilah b'tzibra. Because smichas gadol tefillah is saying shmeni esrei after brachas kriyashma. That's more important than tefillah b'tzibra. Let's just do the ches, we've seen it already. You can't say the brachas on brachas shomar and yishtabach if you're saying them after davening. The hainu brachas shomar yishtabach. Kilei niskel or rabbi poiskim here going to ki im kodim atfilah. Brachas shomar yishtabach were only masukun, were only instituted for saying before tefillah. So just to say outside, the prima godim as a suffix, what about saying shmoneh esrei with a chazan? You won't have to skip if you could say shmoneh esrei with a chazan, but you would have to skip to say shmoneh esrei with a tzibur. Or alternatively, even if you skip, you'll only make shmoneh esrei with a chazan, with a chazan shatz, and not with a tzibur. So should you do it? So in the case where you'll be able to say it with the chazan, so the Pesach Shabbos brings lots of possibility. Say basically in both cases it still counts. You should still skip to get to shmoneh esrei with chazaras shatz, because it's also considered tefillah with tzibur. And also, if you're not going to skip, and you'll make chazaras shatz rather than daven with tzibur, that's also okay. Then you should carry on through and daven chazaras and not skip it. Then you'll only say shmoneh esrei with chazaras shatz. Fine.
Yeah.